Welcome. Hi, guys. Okay, Robert said he was born ready.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So
I was born ready.
We're going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Now you got to help people out. So, what does one really need to become, you know, certified on social media?
For you to get certified on social media, probably on Instagram or Twitter or on Facebook, this social network that we have today, you just really need to keep doing what you're doing. And at the end of the day, the best part, like I always say, is for you to allow them to notice you, allow people to notice you, and it will just come. But then on the other end, if you feel like it is high time you get it, you probably need a digital agency. You can probably contact a digital agency and they can probably just go ahead and do all the legwork for you and get your account verified in whatsoever way you want it. But then you can always reach out to the social network. But then it's quite difficult right now because a lot of people just want to get verified and all that. And the old thing is not really on verification. It's not about being verified. It's more of you doing what you do and getting
interactions.
Getting interactions and getting all these engagements and making positive impacts on social media.
True.
Rather than just going for getting verified and all that. There's a lot of people that have like a million of audience following them, million followers, they get thousands, hundreds of thousands of engagements on their posts, but they are not verified. And that's because that's not their goal. It's not their goal. When the verification comes, you will get it. You don't have to really beat yourself about it. Yeah, that's what I would say concerning verification. You just have to, but if you're looking to contact the social network, like you want to get them to verify you, you need to have something to back it up with. Like, you need to give to them, show them things that you've done that would kind of compel them to want to verify you. Like, even show them account that kind of probably impersonates you. Now, a lot of people do this. They create other accounts, like, to kind of impersonate themselves, and then report it, and so then have those companies.
But that's shady. Why would celebrities do that?
Yeah, it's shady. No, those people that do this kind of thing are actually not the celebrities yet.
Oh,
they're probably a celebrity wouldn't just.
Okay, so it's someone impersonating them. So it's not like a celebrity creating multiple accounts.
Yeah, but sometimes celebrities does that. They have PR agents that do those things for them.
Okay, so you know what? We're going to stop this podcast in a bit. I think I need to go create some parody accounts. So VN007. So I can get verified. I mean, I'm verified on Twitter already, but then Instagram, I'm not. So I need to get that verification up. ASAP. Like, sharp.
Yeah, but then one thing you should know is when you get this account created and you get it created via the same phone you're using to operate your own account and same laptop, they'll definitely trace your IP. So at the end of the day, you are not, it's like the Yoruba term, you're not doing someone, you're doing yourself. So at the end of the day, they're going to show you that. So
can you say it in Yoruba?
Like,
On se,
so you get it. So
oh my days.
At the end of the day, they're just going to write you back. They'll respond to you and tell you that, hey, this account has been logged in from the same PC or the same device.
So you're fraud.
Your account, so man.
No fraud.
And that will even make them flag you, you understand? And even probably get you safe blocked at the end of the day. So it's best to allow it to come naturally. It's always good.
Thank you, Robert.
Yes, ma'am.
It's been awesome chatting with you.
It's great.
And what is your Twitter and Instagram again, for the record?
My Twitter is I am King Roberts, and Instagram, same, I am King Roberts.
All right, VN007 signing out.